This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 19th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The bravery and competence of the crew of Flight 1549 is still resounding worldwide after the now famous Hudson River ditching of a U.S. Airways Airbus A320 on Thursday. In a follow-up story on the incident, Britain's BBC reported details of the first interviews by investigators with Captain Chesley B. Sully Sullenberger. Co-pilot Jeff Skiles was at the controls for takeoff and told investigators he saw the oncoming formation of birds and alerted Sullenberger. NTSB board member Kitty Higgins recalls the captain exclaimed, "My aircraft!" and instinctively ducked. The crew then described a thump, the smell of burning birds, and a silence described as like being in a library. Sullenberger says that at that point, he took the controls and made the decision that the river would be the best option. Saturday, the plane was lifted from the river using cranes and put on a barge for draining of its fuel tanks. Yet to be recovered is the left engine, which was torn from the wing in the ditching. Divers will attempt to retrieve it starting tomorrow. Despite strong opposition from environmental groups, the British government gave approval last week for the construction of a third runway at London's Heathrow Airport. The project won't be completed till 2019, but officials say the added capacity is necessary to compete as a major European destination. British Transport Secretary Jeff Hoon told Parliament, quote, "Doing nothing at Heathrow would allow extra capacity at other hub airports like Frankfurt and Schiphol and Charles de Gaulle. Doing nothing will damage our economy and have no impact whatsoever on climate change," unquote. Hoon said advancements in aircraft technology will bring an overall reduction in noise levels and pollution, even with the third runway. But the planned demolition of homes to accommodate that runway is still causing an uproar. Councillor Ray Puttyfoot, whose borough of Hillingdon includes the areas to be raised, said the Prime Minister is making an immense and unnecessary decision. Quote, "It is devastating for the people that live there, for the homes, the jobs, for the schools. This is Gordon Brown sucking up to business, and he's doing it at the expense of people and at the expense of the environment," unquote. Numerous detractors of the project have vowed to fight it in court. CNN reports Greenpeace bought up a tract of land in the intended expansion area and announced a plan to divide it into tiny portions to be sold to supporters worldwide, slowing down the project with a logjam of legal challenges. With U.S. passenger airline traffic dropping off in 2008, it's not surprising to learn airline employment is following. The U.S. Department of Transportation reports scheduled U.S. passenger airlines employed 6.5% fewer workers in November 2008 than they did in November 2007. That makes the fifth consecutive decrease in full-time equivalent employee levels from the same month of the previous year and the largest year-to-year decrease since November of 2005. The November FTE total of 392,185 was the lowest since 1993. FTE calculations count two part-time employees as one full-time employee. All the network airlines employed fewer people than in the previous year. You can find more detail on the numbers in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Albuquerque holds its breath to see if the new owners of Eclipse will stay in town. NTSB rules on four medevac helicopter accidents. And business aviation gets more bad press. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, almost every new aircraft now comes with glass in the panel, even LSAs. But will it make us better pilots? CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves gives us his thoughts. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.